Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1053, for Saturday, September 27th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Stepping back two positions from 18 to 20, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 14,557 views. That is a decline of 1,005, or 6.5% compared to last week, and is 860 fewer than last week's number 20. Re-entering at number 19, Echoes of Time by Roberto Pellier and Simona Luciani, published by Cranio Creations, with 14,583, 26 more than Spirit Island. That is a 62% gain. Climbing 10 positions from 28 to 18, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 15,018. A little over 400 more than Echoes of Time, a 24% climb as it re-enters the top 20 for the first time in about 3 months. After a week back in the top 10 at number 10, down 7 to 17 is Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 15,076, 58 more than Slay the Spire, a 30% decline. After 2 weeks at number 21, jumping 5 to 16, Lost Ruins of Arnak by Min and Elvin, published by Czech Games Edition, with 15,796, about 700 more than Brass, a gain of 10%. There are about 1,200 views separating number 16 from number 20, almost double that separating 16 from 15. Entering at number 15, Magical Athlete by Takashi Ishida, published by Z-Man Games, with 18,077, about 2,300 more than Arnak. Stepping back one spot to 14, Andromeda's Edge by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 18,285, 208 more than Magical Athlete, a decline of 2.6%. So a gap of only 1,200 from 16 to 20, a gap of 2,300 between 16 and 15, then 15 to 14 close, and now another big gap of over 3,000 up to number 13. There, down 4, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 21,410. It's a 2.1% decline and ends a 3-week run back in the top 10 for Arcs. After popping back into the top 10 for just a week, down 6 to 12, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 22,623, 1,200 more than Arcs, and a decline of 7.8%. Last week's number 1 drops to number 11, becoming the 101st game, or the 101st time a number 1 has missed the top 10 altogether the following week, the last time just last week with Emberheart. This time it is The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games, with 22,935, 312 more than Arc Nova, a decline of 58%. Well, we just heard from three of the games that fell out of the top 10. They're in the last three positions. There are five new entries total. The five falling out are, again, from 1 to 11, The Old King's Crown, from 6 to 12, Arc Nova, from 9 to 13, Arcs, from 10 to 17, Brass Birmingham, and after 2 weeks in the top 10 at 8 and 3, down to 39, Container. Number 10, Etherstone, by Virginio Gigli and Simona Luciani, published by Thundergriff Games, with 23,785, 850 more than the old king's crown, and about 2,300 more than last week's top 10. So the gap from 10 to 20 is significant, and we've heard those big gaps between positions. It's gone from being about 6,000 to over 9,000. Etherstone is a debut, a drafting card and dice game. The blurb says, quote, embody a faction leader to avert the impending extinction, unquote. Number 9, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 24,655, 870. More than Etherstone, a 12% gain, but it actually steps back one position to where it was 2 weeks ago. Number 8, Battle of Hoth by Richard Borg and Adrian Martineau, published by Days of Wonder, with 25,008, 353 more than SETI, a decline of 25%. It spent the last 2 weeks at number 5 and the last 4 weeks in the top 5, but this week down 3 positions. Number 7, Nemesis, Retaliation, by Adam Kwapinski, published by Awaken Realms, with 27,054, 2,000 more than Battle of Hoth. This after the gap from Battle of Hoth down to the, Ark Nova, was just about 2,500. It's a 45% increase for the new Nemesis as it re-enters the top 10 after 4 weeks away. Over the last 6 weeks, here is how Retaliation has performed. Number 7, then down to 10, 13, 16, back up to 15, to 14, and now a 7-position climb back to number 7. If I'd gone back one more week, it was number 4. The week before, it was number 7. So not quite the highest position it has seen lately, but back into the top 10. Number 6, Galactic Cruise by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinzen Key Games, with 29,862, 2,800 more than Nemesis, a 32% gain, but it is only able to inch up one more position from last week. Number 5, Vantage by Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games, with 33,928, 4,000 more than Galactic Cruise, a 16% decline, and it loses one more position again. After being number 1 for several weeks, it oscillated between 2 and 3 for a few weeks, and now has been taking a 1-position step back every week, from 2 to 3 to 4, and now to 5. Number 4, Lost Ruins of Arnak, Twisted Paths, by Min and Elvin, published by Czech Games Edition with 36,483, 2,500 more than Vantage, a 76% increase from where it was last week at, I didn't make a note of where it was last week. Wasn't it like number 12? 11, 12, maybe 14, somewhere in there. Anyway, so several positions. It was in the top 20 last week. Now it jumps back up into the top 10. It's been out of the top 10. It's the fourth time, by the way, it's charted here. It's been out for 6 months, although previously when it charted, it was called Lost Ruins of Arnak Adventure Chest. Anyway, either way, it's an expansion for that game, Lost Ruins of Arnak, released in 2020, currently ranked number 28 on Board Game Geek, and we heard up to number 16 on the weekly page views edition here. Twisted Paths is referred to as, quote, the final major addition, unquote, to the game. Comes with new guardians, sites, assistants, and a 2-sided map. Number 3, Magical Athlete by Takashi Ishida and Richard Garfield, published by CMYK, with 42,933, 6,500 more than the Arnak expansion, and a truly ludicrous percent increase from last week, 1,880%. It was listed on the site, and last week got 2,200 views. This week, 42,000. It is a new edition of the 2003 version of the game, which we heard back at number 15 this week, which is currently ranked just inside the top 4,000 on BoardGameGeek. It is referred to as, quote, a racing game of pure chaos. All the racers have game-breaking abilities, unquote. Number two, Ants, by Renato Ciervo and Andrea Robiana, published by Cranio Creations with 44,653, 1,700 more than Magical Athlete. This is our highest new entry and another debut. It is, quote, a deep strategy game that focuses on worker management and territorial expansion, unquote, the setting being an ant colony. So worker management takes on double meaning there. Heyo! It's also the subject of a BoardGameGeek contest, and is another game that, for whatever reason, is listed in all capitals on the BoardGameGeek site as if they are saying, ants! But even the publisher's website does not list it that way. Number one, Fate of the Fellowship, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 71,429, 27,000 more than Ants, a 34% increase. It had lost views, well, each of the last 3 or 4 weeks since it peaked, but it had dipped down to only the low 50s last week. Now a big surge back up, a 1/3 increase, as after 2 weeks at number two, it moves back up to number one to recapture that spot for the sixth non-consecutive time. And after a few weeks of not having a game have a number of views that lands it within the top 100 on the most views in a week of all time, well, this week we have one in there again, right at number 100 for most views. For Saturday, September 27th, 2025.